today's daf is Menachos Daf Chavav. We got up to the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Nitmu Ushiyareha, if the Shirayim of the Kabar Mincha became Tameh, meaning not the Komets, you have separated the Komets, and now the Shirayim, which are left over, became Tameh, Nisrafu Shiyareha, or they got burnt up, or Avdu Shiyareha, they got lost. So essentially the Shirayim are now no longer going to be able to be Ne'echal, either because they're Tameh, they're not here, or because they're not here anymore. So Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer, Ksheira Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula, according to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that we have elsewhere, the Karban Mincha is still going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yeshua's Shita that we have elsewhere, the Karban Mincha is going to be pasul. What is this Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So Rashi fills us in. Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer Dama Perakei Tatzolim, who says in Maseches Pesachim, Dam Afal Pishein Basar, that you do is Rikas Hadam, even though the Basar is not Kayam. When we talk about a Zevach, when we're talking about a non-mincha, a zevach, an animal korban, the zrikas hadam is not held back on account of the fact that basar is no longer there. So if that's the case, hachinami, komets, afal pishen shirayim, ksher lakter komets, even though there's no shirayim, you're allowed to still be maktir the komets. So when Rabbi Lez says ksher, he says, you can go ahead and be maktir the komets. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, da amar remain basar ein dam, emain dam in basar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that dam and basar are connected to each other, and if you don't have one, you can't have the other. So too, imain shirayim, imain komets. The halacha is also going to be that if you don't have shirayim, then you don't have a komets either. Meaning that if you're lacking the shirayim, you cannot go and be maktir the komets. What's the reason for each shita? So the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Lezer darshins from the pasuk va'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam v'damz v'checha yishafech. So you see from there that even if there's no basar, you're shofech the dam. That's how Rabbi Eliezer darshins the pasuk, that it's going to be kosher even if there's no basar, you're still shofech the dam. Rabbi Yeshua has the same pasuk, but he darshins it the opposite way. He says, "Ein basar, ein dam." Only if you have vasisa alasecha habasar, only if you have the first half of the pasuk, can you then be mekayim v'hadam that v'dam zvechech yishafech. So the Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's that they're totally dependent on each other. Now, why does Rabbi Yeshua require that there be basar or emurim? And if there are no basar emurim, you can't be Zorek the Dam. So there are two Gedarim, two explanations for why Rabbi Yeshua holds this way. For, not why. Why is based on the Pasuk. He darshins the Pasuk. But what he thinks the idea is behind the Pasuk. The reason is behind the Pasuk. Meaning, what exactly is the Geder of the Chiddush Hakra? I guess that's the way to say it. What exactly is the Geder of the Din that the Pasuk is teaching me? That Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam. Number one possibility is that if there's no Basar in the carbon, it turns out that the zrika is not being matir anything. And the whole function of a zrika is to be matir basula achila and emurim and the evarim lahaktara. So if there are no basar and there's no evarim emurim, so there's nothing to be matir. So what's the whole point of a zrika if you can't be matir anything? That's how Rashi says earlier in Daf Tesa Mid Aleph, Dibra Maskel Kechatzi, that zrika has to come to be matir something. The other explanation for the gedder of what the din the pasuk is teaching me according to Rabbi Yeshua is that if the karban doesn't have basar or emurim, so then it's like a karban that's pasul, and that's why you're not zorek the dam. It's missing very fundamental parts of the karban. Without basar or emurim, it's not a complete karban, it's a pasul karban, and a pasul karban, you're not zorek the dam. Those are the two possible ways to explain Rabbi Yeshua. What's the nafkamina between them? What if you have you already did the Akhtar Seymurim before you did the Zrikas Hadam. So you did the Akhtar Seymurim, then the Basar becomes Tameh. Now you want to know, can you do the Zrikas Hadam? According to the first way we explained it, still you cannot do the Zrikas Hadam, because now when you want to do the Zrika is not coming to be matter anything. Now really, the Akhtar Seymurim is supposed to be done later. We're talking about a guy who did it earlier. He did it for whatever reason. He did the Akhtar Seymurim earlier. He forgot. He didn't realize. So this Zrika is still not coming to be matir anything. They were already niktar. The basar is tameh. The basar is gone. So you can't be. It's not matir the basar either. But according to the second explanation that we gave, that if it's lacking basar and emurim, then that it's just not a complete karban. So over here, the emurim already happened. It's not that it was lacking emurim. You did exactly what you're supposed to do with the emurim, and therefore this it is a kosher karban. So the zrikas adam should be effective. That's an afkamina between the two possible ways of understanding the sheet of Rabbi Shua. But just on the very pashut level, our Mishnah tells us that if only the shirayim become tameh by a karban mincha, or are gone by a karban mincha, so Rabbi Lezer says the karban could still be kosher, you could still do the Akhtaras HaKometz. Rabbi Shua says you cannot do the Akhtaras HaKometz. Says the Gemara Amarav, V'hu shenitmu kol shireha. This whole machlokas is only if all of the shirayim became tameh. Avol miktas shireha, but if only some of the shirayim became tameh, lo, then it's not going to be anything to debate, then everyone is going to agree that it's kosher that you could be maktir the kometz if only some of the shirayim was problematic. Now, kasal kadaitach nitme in avod v'sarif lo. When we first heard Rav's statement that the qualification on the Mishnah is if nitmu'u kol shirayim, we thought Rav dafka chose the case of nitmu, meaning, keep in mind, the Gemara gave three examples of how the shirayim can get messed up. Either they become tamei, or they become burnt, or they become lost. So we thought Rav was being precise, dafka picking a case of nitmu'u and not picking a case of nisrafu or avdu. So if he's being precise, but so the Gemara has to figure out what the difference should be. Why should nitmu be any different than nisrafu or avdu? So kasal daitach nitma in avud v'saruf lo, that Rav only says that if it's nitma miksas shirayim, that's when everyone is going to agree that it's kosher, but avud v'saruf miksas, it's still going to be machlokas. Well, my kasavar, what does he hold that would lead him to that conclusion? I kasavar shiura milsehi afil avud v'saruf nami. If you hold, as long as you leave over something that's still viable, then even if it's avud v'saruf miksas of the shirayim, you're still leaving over something that's viable, and therefore it should still be Akhtaras HaKometz. You should still do Akhtaras HaKometz. Even by Avod V'saruf, it should make a difference. And if he holds that no, you need all of the shirayim, and if whatever little bit of it is insignificant, so then v'nitma my time demarat tzitzit, then what would be the logic why nitma works? Because marat tzitzit must be that nitma, you could still do the Akhtaras HaKometz, because the tzitz plays a role on tumah. Ihachi kol shira nami. Well, then, even if all the shirayim became tameh, the tzitz should play a role, and the tzitz should allow you to do akhtaras hakometz. Meaning, if ritzoy tzitz is operative over here, it shouldn't make a difference how much became tameh. Even if all of it became tameh, ritzoy tzitz should be operative. So says the Gemara, what we probably would have suspected on our own. Liolam kasavr shira milsihi v'nitma v'hu adin la'avod v'saruf. Rav, of course, would hold Shira Milsihi, that if you leave over anything that's still viable, you could still be Maktir the Kometz. And when he gives the example of Nitma, it's just an example. It's not exclusively a case of Nitma. But really, Hu Adin, if it was Avud Vasaruf, Vaidakamar Nitma. Why does he pick a case of Nitma? Reishayu Nakat, because it was the first case mentioned in the Mishnah. That's why he says Nitma. No other reason other than that. The Likutei Halachos writes, V'Chavetz Chaim writes, that even though the Maskonas HaGemara, there's no chilik between nitma and avod v'saruf, right? That's what the Gemara just clearly said. In all of those cases, if you have miktsas min hashirayim that did not become tameh, or did not become lost, or did not become burnt, you're makter the kometz, so that is clear. Nevertheless, says the Chavetz Chaim, they're still different in regards to the heter to eat the shirayim, in regards to whether you could be makter the kometz. So as long as some of the shirayim is not tameh, not burnt, not lost, fine, you could be maktir the kometz and everyone would agree. But what about eating the shirayim? Only if it was nevar or nisraf miktsas min shirayim, the rest of the shirayim is going to be asr ba'achila, because it's like shirayim that are chasru ben kemitza lahaktara. Remember, we had a whole sugya of that on Daf Tes. If shirayim become chaser after the kemitza, before the haktara, so then you're not going to be able to eat the shirayim. But if some of the shirayim becomes nitma, then the part that's tahar is going to be mutar ba'achila, because it never became chaser between the achila and the akhtara. That was the That was a major discussion. If you recall, we had on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we had a machlokas. It was one of the three machlokas in between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you're allowed to be maktir or komets on Shirayim Shechasru, whether you're allowed to be maktir or komets. But in terms of the achila, so he says that's going to be pashut, that you're not allowed to eat Shirayim, you're not allowed to eat from Shirayim Shechasru between the kmitza and the haktara. Good. So that is that's the Chafetz Chaim Sa'ara, that even though we seem to be equating them, it's not a complete equation between all three of these problems. Also, another point, Pasha Pshat, it seems that Rabbi Shua holds that even if you're Maktir the Komets, that according to, again, in the Mishnah, we had a Machlok Shabbat Lezer Rabbi Shua. If Nitma, Nisraf, or Neva, the Shirayim, then Rabbi Elezer says you could be Maktir the Komets, Rabbi Shua says you cannot be Maktir the Komets. Pasha Pshat, that means that Rabbi Shua holds if you're Maktir the Komets, it doesn't work. It's low ritza. It's not going to be. It's not going to function as a proper carbon. Just like by zvachim, if it's avad v'nitma habasar ve'emurim, the basar ve'emurim becomes lost, becomes tamei, and you zorek the dam, la ritza, doesn't work. That's what the Gemara says in that sugya, Maseches Pesachim. It's very clear in Dafayin Zayin Amud Beis that if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua would say, the zrikas adam, since you're not allowed to do it, it doesn't work. And that's in fact how the Rambam paskins. Problem is, that's how the Rambam paskins by Zvachim. That's how the Rambam paskins in Pesulim Mekdashim Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Aleph, about the Zevach, that if Nitma, the Basar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going to work. Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua says it's not going to work when you are Zorek the Dam. Problem is, Lacha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes that a mincha that gets lost or burnt, b'di'eved, if you're maktir the komets, the mincha's kosher. So the Lech Mishnah asks, where does the Rambam get this chilik between Ein Basar and Ein Shirayim? By a Zevach, he says, if there's no Basar and you're Zorik Vedam anyway, it's no good. By a Mincha, he says, Ein Shirayim, and you go ahead and you're Maktir the Komets anyway, all of a sudden that is good. So where does the Rambam get this split in his Psak? So Lech Mishnah writes that the Rambam holds that since the Ikur Limud of Rabbi Yeshua is really about a Zevach, Imein Basar Ein Dam, meaning the Pasuk that he darshins from that we mentioned before, is about a Zevach and not a Mincha, therefore maybe that gives you a little more room for leniency in the area of Mincha than it does in Zevach. We only learn out Mincha from Zevach, but the primary source is about Zevach, so maybe by Zevach there's less room for leniency than there is by Mincha. Very difficult svar. You need more rayas than that, because normally you apply something by Mematzinu or normal Midash Hatar Drashadan from one place to the other. You don't limit it. You apply it fully. So a little bit difficult how the Rambam could still split this psak. Other achronim have a much more elaborate explanation of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the din of Ein Basar of Ein Basar has two dinim really. Number one, you need the dam to be matir, and if the carbon has no basar or emurim, the zrikas hadam is not going to be matir anything, so you can't be zorik the dam. And number two, a second halacha, you need the carbon to have shirayim, and if the carbon itself doesn't have shirayim, it's pasul. Similar to the two explanations we gave before of Rabbi Yeshua's shita, right? This is, he's saying it's not two explanations, but this is how the Or Sameach understands that it's two components of Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Number one, that the dam needs to be matir something, and number two, that there needs to be something left over in order for the carbon to be puzzled. So the Rambam holds maybe that there's a chilik between the two dinim, that the requirement for basar in order for the dam to be matir something, that's only a requirement l'chadchila. But d'yeved, even if there's nothing for the dam to be matir in your zorik the dam, that will still be a kasher zrikas hadam. But the requirement to have shirayim in the karban, that's going to be ma'akev the ritzoya karban. And therefore, even if you're zorik the dam and there's no shirayim at all in the karban, it's not going to be meratzah. So that's how they explain the Rambam. By a mincha, even if all the shirayim are lost, all the shirayim are burnt, the komet itself that is brought, aside from being a kiyu, meaning we always try to parallel the parts of the korban mincha with the parts of a zevach, right? So what is the kmitza parallel to? So we've said, of course, it parallels the zrikas adam. Yes, but it also parallels the Hakravas Shirayim. So it turns out by a Korban Mincha, just by the fact that you still have a Kmitza, not only are you being Mekayim Mizrika, it's also a Kiyum of the Shirayim. You still have Shirayim left. A beautiful explanation, says the stipler within the Ar Sameach, that you still have the Shirayim left. And when you have the Shirayim left, B'dieved, it's still going to be Kosher. It's only Ma'akiv B'dieved when there's a problem with the bus or the shirayim, if you have nothing left, if the carbon is lacking any shirayim. But over here you still have shirayim because the comet itself has a din of the shirayim, because the comet itself is considered the hakrava shirayim, because the comet of the vona of the mincha are connected to the dam and the emurim of the zevach. The comet is like having the emurim still around, and that's why it's not going to be makiv b'dieved by the carbon mincha. It's by its very definition, by its very makeup, the comet not only is the parallel to the dam, it's also the parallel to Emurim. So it's as if Emur of Kayam, it's as if the Emurim are still around. Okay, let's see Vayter in the Gemara now. We're at the first wide line. Kidetanya. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol Zvachim Shabbatorah Shinishtayim Ben Kazayis Basar O Kazayis Chelev Zorek Asadam. Rabbi Shua says explicitly that even though he thinks if the Shirayim are gone, it's possible, if there's still a little bit, a Kazayis of Basar, a Kazayis of Chelev, you could still be Zorek Adam. Ki Chatzi Zayis Basar, Ki Chatzi Zayis Chelev, Einu Zorek Asadam. If it's only half a Kazayis, you can't be Zorek. If it's a half a Zayis of each, you can't be Zorek. They're not Mitzarev. Uba Ola, Filu Ki Chatzi Zayis Basar, Ki Chatzi Zayis Chelev, Zorek. But by a carbon ola, even if it's only a half a zayis of each, then you could still be zorek adam, because by the ola, the chelev and the dam aren't different from each other. Everything gets burnt on the mizbeach, so they're all in the same boat. Ubimincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. And by a carbon mincha, even if all of it is around, you still aren't zorek the dam of the carbon mincha. So says the Gemara, we had this Gemara at the end of Zvachim. Mincha mayavidita. What do you mean? By a carbon mincha, you wouldn't throw the dam? Right, that's because there is no blood of carbon mincha. What in the world are we talking about? That even if it's all there, you're still not zorek? What kind of halacha is that? So I'm Rav Papa, minchas nesachim. We're talking about a minchas nesachim. It's brought us to the nesachim that go along with the zevach. Salka daitachol bahadi zevach ka'asya, ki gufe dezim chadanya. I might have thought that since the mincha is brought together with the zevach, it takes on the full status of the zevach itself. So therefore, as long as the zevach is still kosher, even if the mincha is not, it would be okay. So you could still do the akhtara. It should be like the gufe de zevach. So that's what it comes to tell me. The Kamash Mulan, that it's not so. Kamash Mulan, that we don't say that it's b'makom the basar, as if a little bit of the basar is left over when you have a little bit of the shirayim of the mincha left over. They're not one and the same. They're considered independent entities of each other. Fine. Says Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know that if you don't have any basar left over, you only have chelev left over? Rashi fills in what the question means over here. How do I know that if you don't have any basar left over, you only have chelev left over from your zevach, that it's still going to, you're still going to be able to be zorek the dam? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya Amar Kra. You're makti the chelev as a reich nichoach to Hashem. Chelev v'av pishen basar. So you see that chelev alone, without the basar, can be a reich nichoach. It's viable. V'ashkechon chelev. So good. We find that chelev can be alone, can be a reich nichoach, and therefore you could be zorik the dam just based on the existence of chelev. But yoseres v'shtei kleios minalan. How do I know that the diaphragm and the two kidneys? How do I know that also is enough? Tiktaniu b'mincha. Since it says by a carbon mincha, even if it's all there, you still can't be zorek. Mincha hu de lo yizrok. Hayoseres v'shtei klayos yizrok. Sounds like it's only if the mincha exists. You can't be zorek the dam based on the existence of flour, of the nesachim. But if there is yoseres v'shtei klayos, then you could still be zorek the dam of the karban. Minalan, Rabbi Yochanan didei amar l'reich nichoach. Kol shat amal l'reich nichoach. Rabbi Yochanan says, we know this because of the phrase l'reich nichoach, meaning that whatever is considered reich nichoach, whatever you're going to go and burn on the mizbeach, is going to be good enough. And we need both phrases. We need chelev in the pasuk, and we need the pasuk to also say l'reich nichoach. Dikas of Chelev, Hava Mina Chelev in, you'll say, say Klaus Loi. Lo. Had it only said Chelev, I would say, yeah, the Chelev, with the existence of the Chelev alone, is enough to allow the Zrikas Adam. But the Oseris and Shte Klaus, not so. Kasav Rachmana, Reach Nichoch. That's why the Pasuk says, Reach Nichoch. Vikasav Rachmana, Le Reach Nichoch, Hava Mina Filu Mincha. And had it said the Reach Nichoach, I would have thought that even the existence of the Mincha is enough to still be Zorik the Dam. Again, the Minchas Nesachim, the Nesachim that go along with the Karban, but the Mincha that goes along with the Karban, I would think the existence of some of the flour is still enough of a reason to be Zorik the Dam. So that's why the Pasuk has to say Chelev, which tells me that Reach Nichoach only includes things that are Dumya de Chelev, that not anything that's a Reach Nichoach is going to allow for Zrika Sadam. It has to at least be things that are Dumya de Chelev, that are similar to Chelev, that are at least part of the animal. The Mincha is not part of the animal, and therefore that will not be enough to be matir the Zrikas Hadam. Okay, next Mishnah. Shalom b'kli shareis pasul, Rabbi Shimon makshir. If it's not in the kli shareis, then it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shalom kidesh kometz b'kli shareis. If you're never mekadesh the kometz in a kli shareis, what does that mean, mekadesh the kometz? You have to realize that when it comes to a korban mincha, first you have all the flour and the oil mixed together in kli shareis. That's the original kedushas. Karban Mincha is that it's all in one big klisharis. Then you take out you push the levona out of the way, you take out the kamitza, and then you put that in klisharis. The second klisharis, the kiddush komets, being the kaddish, the komets in a klisharis. So Rashi understands that Shalom b'klisharis pasul from Rabbi Shimon Machshir is talking about the kiddush of the komets and not the kiddush akli in the first place. It's the kiddush of the komets in the klisharis. That's where Rabbi Shimon is going to say, if you don't do that, it's still kosher. But the Tanakhama is going to say it's pasul. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos understands differently. He understands that the Mishnah is talking about the Kiddush HaRishon that you Mekadesh the entire Karban Mincha with. It's not about the Kiddush HaKometz, meaning he understands that it's all about that first Kli. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Shimon, in the Rambam's estimation, according to Rabbi Shimon, the first Kiddush is not Ma'akev, which is unbelievable. Normally you would assume that first Kiddush has to be Ma'akev. It's just a question whether the later Kiddush of the Kometz, once the whole Karban is already Kadosh, so whether that's Ma'akev, but the way the Rambam seems to be understanding is that according to Rabbi Shimon, that even the first Kiddush is not Ma'akev. Now, according to the Rambam, we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to have a line, Kivan Shekamtso Mikli Shares, Ma'aleu Maktira Afilu B'himyanov Afilu B'mekira Shalcheres. The Gemara is going to have a line later on in the Amud, that once you take the Kemitza from a kli shareis, you could do whatever you want with it. You could put it in your shirt. You could. You don't need to put it anywhere in order for it to be kosher. So you said very well. That's according to that fits very nicely with the Rambam's reading. That as long as it started in a kli shareis, then there's no one that holds that you're going to need any further kiddush. The whole machlokas is doesn't even need to start in a kli shareis according to the Rambam. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So let's finish the Mishnah first. Hikdir komtza pa'amayim. If you makdir the komets twice, it's kosher. Twice means you split it. So you makdir half and then the other half. So then it's still going to be kosher. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the piecemeal. That's what we're discussing. If you split it up into different parts, we had a similar discussion earlier in the Masechta about having machsheves pigle on a little bit at a time. So here we're talking about actually doing the maisa haktara on a little bit at a time. Does it add up? Do you assume that it all combines, or that each haktara, perhaps if you split it into two, is good enough? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Let's try to analyze Rabbi Shimon. There are going to be three explanations for Rabbi Shimon's Shita that Shalom b'kli shareis, it's going to be kosher. Let's stick with Rashi's understanding that if you're not Mekadesh the Kometz in the kli shareis, that it's still kosher. Number one, Amar Kra Kodesh Kadashim hi kachatos v'ka'asham. Bala ovdo biyad, ovdo biyamin kechatos, b'kli ovdo b'smol ka'asham. Maybe that pasuk is telling me that if you want to do the avodah biyad, so then you got to use your right hand like a karban chatos. If you can use a kli, so then you could even use the left hand like a carbon asham. So if you look at Rashi, Bala of the Biyad, Haktaras Komets, Shiba Makum Zrika, Biyad, Shalokitchu Bakli, you want to do the Haktaras Komets, which is in the place of Zrika, by hand, meaning you were never mekadesh b'kli, okay, that's fine, just use your right hand, and that's fine. But b'kli, then you could even be ovdu b'smol. That's number one. Rabbi Yana Yamar, second possibility, Rabbi Yana understands that Rabbi Shimon holds, kivan shekamtso mikli shares, and this is the line that seems to fit the Rambam a little bit better, since you're komet from a kli shares, maleu maktiro afilu bihimyano. You could bring it and be maktir it even in your shirt, v'afilu b'mekida shel cheres, or even in a piece of pottery, even in a shard of pottery. You don't need a kli at all. That's Rabbi Shimon's understanding. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, and Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak holds, a third possibility, hakol modim bekomet shetotin kiddush, that the komets, everyone is going to agree, requires kiddush. So wait a second, what did Rabbi Shimon say then? Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah that if shalom b'kli shares, it's kosher. So what do you mean everyone holds that the komets requires kiddush? So says Rashi on the second wide line, v'chimach she Rabbi Shimon behekter shimnatlo mitoch kli shares la'achar shekitshubo v'aleh b'yad v'ktiru kosher. Unbelievable, Rabbi Shimon is not saying all that much. Rabbi Shimon is saying, of course, when you first take the kmitza, you need to put it in a kli shares. Can you then take it out of the kli shares by hand and burn it by hand instead of just pouring it from the kli shares or burning it in the kli shares? Can you take it out of the kli shares by hand and burn it by hand? That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying you're allowed to do. But certainly, says Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, you need kli shares to begin with. That is shita number three. That's the shita of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Gemara is going to try to bring a series of rayos as to who is correct in this machlokas, try to prove or disprove certain shitas. We're going to have four rayos as far as I recall. Number one, meisvei. Hector chalav mevarim, ve'etzim shehelon, bein biyad, bein b'kli, bein b'yibin, bein b'sval, k'sherin. Well, the hector chalav mevarim, the etzim that you bring up in the mizbech, however you bring them up, whichever hand you bring them up with, they're kosher. Hakometz, now here's what we're interested in, hakometz, v'aktoris, v'alvona, shehelon, bein biyad, bein b'kli, bein b'yibin, bein b'sval, k'sherin. So it's kosher no matter how you do it. To Yufta, Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Chia. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Chia. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Chia was the first Shita who says that Bola of the Biyad, of the Biyamin, Kechatas, that you are limited to your right hand. So Amalacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Chia, let's stud in Ketani. No, you have to read the Brisa a little more carefully and put some commas in and maybe an extra word here and there and read it like this. Biyad, Biyamin, Bikli, Bein Biyamin, Bein Vismal. Now when it says right or left, it means depending on how you do it. It could be the right hand if you do it biyad. You do it bikli, then it's going to be yamin, or then it could be either yamin or small. Fine. Tashma, second raya. Second raya. Kamtso, now there's a girsa issue over here. It sounds like kamtso shalom mikli shares. If you take the kmitza not from a kli shares, Shita Gvetza says take out the word shalom. Should be kamtso mikli, teva shalom nimchak. So you take the kmitza shalom mikli shares or mikli shares, where the, so Rashi, if you look at Rashi, kamtso shalom mikli shares, shenaskat shaba mincha. What do you mean? Not from the kli shares that the mincha was kadosh in? So again, the word shalom, it sounds like it doesn't fit. It means you take the kmitza from the kli shares that the karma mincha initially became kadosh in, v'kidsho shalom b'kli shares. Ah, that's the shalom. You then take that kmitza and are mekadeshit not in the kli shares, meaning you don't put it into a kli shares to be mekadeshit. That's our topic. Now, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, at least that's our topic. The Rambam will probably keep the word shalom. V'helu v'ktiru shalom b'kli shares. You're malin and makterit not in the kli shares. Pasul, Rav Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, B'matan Kli. Rav Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say that it's kosher, B'matan Kli. Even if it's not in a Kli Shares, it's still going to be okay. Why? This is meant to be a kasha on Rav Nachman. Because what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman was the third sheet. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, everyone holds that the Kometz requires Kiddush B'Kli. And over here we're saying, no, it doesn't. That it's kosher even if you put it in some other kli, not a kli shares, that it never requires kiddush b'kli. Again, remember, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is one that says it requires kiddush b'kli, it's just that the haktara itself doesn't have to be from a kli. But over here we're saying that even the kiddush b'kli doesn't require kiddush shalom b'kli shares, we're saying. So says Gemara, Eima mimatan kli va'elach. No, what you have to read it according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is that the halacha and the akhtara don't require kli shares. That's all we're saying. That's all they mean to say, that b'matan kli. That's from the time of matan kli and on, after you originally put it into a kli shares. After that, you don't need any more kli shares. That's all he said. That's all the Brisa is saying. So that's how we defend Rav Nachman. Tashma, another raya. Raya number three. The Chum Omrin, Kometz Taten Klisharis. Kometz requires Klisharis. Ketzad, how so? Kometzom mi Klisharis, you take the Kometzah from a Klisharis, umekadjo bi Klisharis, and you mekadish it in a Klisharis, umalo maktiro bi Klisharis, and you bring it up in your maktiro in a Klisharis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kiven shekometzom mi Klisharis, malo maktiro shalo bi Klisharis vidayo. He says, no, since you took the Kometzah from a Klisharis, no more do you need any Klisharis. So again, that's a kasha on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, yes, you do. You need to put that Kometzah into another Klisharis. Then after that, do whatever you want with it. But it does first need to be put into another klisharis. So Amos, so the way to read it is kivan shekamtzu v'kitchu b'klisharis malo maktiru v'dayo. You have to read not that kamtzu b'klisharis, but kamtzu v'kitchu b'klisharis. You were kometz from a klisharis and mekadesh it in a second klisharis. Then you malo maktir whatever you want. After that, it's free reign. You can do whatever you want. But you do need to put that initial kmitza into a klisharis. So raya number three is rejected. Again, the first raya was against shita number one, was against Rabbi Yehuda Breda Rechia. Two and three were against Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and none of the three rayas stood at the end, because there are ways to alter the brisa to make them fit according to each of the shitas. Tashma, a fourth raya. Kometz b'yamino v'nasim b'smolo yachso liyamino. If a person took the kmitza with his right hand and then put it into his left hand, so he couldn't put it back into his right hand. So b'smolo v'chishevala bein chutz l'mekomo bein chutz l'zmano. If while it was in the left hand, he had a machshava, while it was still in the left hand, whether it's a machshava of chutz l'makom, whether it's a machshava of chutz l'zmano, it's only going to be possible that in bokares, because that machshava is not a full viable machshava, because the machshava is only viable when it's in a place where it's ra'i for the avoda, and while it's in the left hand, it's not ra'i for the avoda. But b'yamino, chishav alei chutz l'makom, possible that in bokares, chutz l'zmano, pig. But if while it was in the right hand he started having machshavos, so machshava chutz l'mekomo while it's in the right hand is a viable machshava and is going to make a pasul, but a machshava chutz l'zmano while it's in the right hand is going to make it mamish pigel. That's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon's shita. The Chum say no. Kivat shenasol l'smol pasalto matanasol. Once you put it in the left hand, you've already pasled it. So any further machshava of chutz l'zmano when you put it back in the right hand is not going to matter. It's already pasled. My timer. Why is that so? That once you put it in the right, in the left hand, it's already pasled for good. Mishum debay kedusha b'kli, because it requires kedusha b'kli. V'kimish nasan l'smol, when you put it in the left hand, nasa kedam shenishmach mitzaver behema, we treat it like dam that has spilled out of the neck of the animal ala ritzba on the floor of the azara va'asvo, and then you gathered it back together shapasel, in which case it's going to be pasel. So what do you see though? Mechadar v'lazer b'shimel lo ba'o matam kli. The whole svara for the Chachamim to disagree with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is because they require Matan Kli. But it sounds like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon do not require Matan Kli. What does it mean they don't require Matan Kli? When you take the Kemitzah out of the Kli Shares, you don't need to be Mekadesh in another Kli Shares. There's no requirement of Matan Kli. So again, this is our third Kasha Rav Nachman, and this one's going to stick. Tiyufta to Rav Nachman, Tiyufta. So that is a bottom line. That's going to be a Kasha on Rav Nachman. Now, we've dealt with Rav Nachman now with all these three braises. So now we're going to go back to shita number one. What about Rav Yehuda Breda Rechia? So it says Gemara, Rav Yehuda Breda Rechia b'sayele. According to Rav Yehuda Breda Rechia, it works out great, because all these braises that especially this last one, let's say, that shows clearly that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need matan kli, is exactly what Rav Yehuda Breda Rechia said. He says, bala of the biyad, of the biyamin, kichatas, no problem, you don't need kli. What about the second shita, Rabbi Yanai? Rabbi Yanai says, "Kivin shekamtzo mikli shares ma'aleh matira afil behimiano." So says the Gemara. So the Rabbi the Reb Chia misayele. Shita number one, we're good. The Rabbi Yanai lemi tavi tiyufta, but maybe it should be a tiyufta on Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai holds that you could even bring it in your shirt. If you bring it in your shirt, you could certainly bring it in your left hand. This brisa seems to have a problem with the left hand. Meaning, granted, the brisa does not require kli. But it says left hand's no good either. So it works out great according to shita number one, who says, okay, you can use your hand, but it's got to be the right hand. it's terrible, according to Rav Nachman, who says that you need to put it, you need to be mekadesh b'kli. But what about according to Shita number 2 that you can even bring it in a shirt? Should we say that that's a tiyufta also? So Rabbi Yanai, another army katana de hekter, v'lav l'tzadim katani. So Rabbi Yanai will say, no problem. This price that you write is against me. But we just quoted a whole bunch of other prices that were against Rav Nachman, that seemed to be against Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman tights them up, and he said, oh, add a word here, add a word there, and make them work. Don't add those words. Keep the brisa like me, the brisa of Hector Chalav Mevarim, where we allow kmitza b'smol afilu b'yad, right? That brisa that allowed doing kmitza, that seemed to allow doing the kmitza, taking the kmitza with the left hand, afilu b'yad, not in a kli. So granted, Rav Nachman fixed it up and said, no, if kimcha comes from a kli shares, it meant kamtza v'kitcha b'kli shares. Don't take Rav Nachman's explanations. Take just the Pashup Shad of the Brisa. And those are the Brises that I hold like. So, you know, Chinami, this last Brisa is against me, but I still have plenty of support. That's how Rabbi Yana is going to answer himself. Good. Then the next halach of the Mishnah. The second halach of the Mishnah was, Hiktir Komtza Pamayim Kshera. If you're makti the Komets twice, it's kosher. Meaning you split it into two, it's kosher. Amr Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Pamayim Vlo Pame Pamayim. Yeah, twice. You split it into two, it's kosher. But not three times. Don't split it into three. Rabbi Yochanan Pamayim Vafilu Pamayim Pamayim. Rabbi Yochanan would say, yeah, split as much as you want. What's enough community? Why are they arguing? What's the sort of the machlokas? The question is, can a kemitza that's less than two kezaisim or a haktara that's less than a kezais count? That's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Savar, Ein Kometz Pachus Mishnei Zesim, Vein Haktara Pachus Mikazayis. Rabbi Shur ben Levi says that a Kometz has to always be Shnei Zesim, at least two Kazayisim, and the Haktara always has to be at least a Kazayis. So let's say you took a Kemitza that was exactly Shnei Kazayisim. You have two Zesim worth of a Kemitza, and you burn it in two halves. So you're being mocked here one Kazayis at a time. You burn it in three parts, you're being mocked here less than a Kazayis at a time. That's puzzle. That's not going to be good. But from Yochanan Savar, Yesh Kometz Pachas Mishnei Zesim, Yesh Akhtar, Pachus Mikazayis, then we don't have any such shiurim. A Kemitza could be Pachas Mishnei Zesim, and a Akhtar could be less than a Kazayis. So you could burn it in several parts, and it's not going to be a problem, even though it's less than a Kazayis. Period. Itmar, Kometz may say matir shirayim b'achila. At what point is the Kometz matir a person to eat the shirayim? At what stage of the game is the haktara sa Kometz? Now, we always assume it's the haktara, but what stage of the haktara of the Kometz allows the shirayim to be eaten? Rabbi Chanina Omer, mishamash l'bo sa'ar, as soon as the fire covers part of it, that's good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Misha Tatzis Posa or Berubo. No, the fire has to cover the majority. I'm going to review to the Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Asbel Chaim and Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you why Rabbi Yochanan holds the fire has to cover the majority. Amar Kra Vinei Ola Kitor Arz Ki Kitor Kifshan Ein Kifshan Mal Kitor Shatatzis or Berubo. In general, Kifshan only starts emitting smoke once the fire covers the majority. Amar Le Rav Baravad El Rava Ami Tamidecha Amar Rav Amram Your Talmud said the name of Ramram Tanya, that we have a brisa. Any old varm shadarkan likarev belaila. Kigone varm upadarm shimal and maxir mivah shemesh, umisachl vahokhun kalaila kula. I would only know that we're talking about the things that are on the mizbeach kalaila. I would only know that things that are like a varm upadarm that you put on the mizbeach before sunset and you leave them in, to burn all night. I'm sorry, after sunset and you leave it to burn all night. So dvarm. What about things that you bring during the daytime? Kona Kometz, Valvona, Vaktaros, Uminchas Kohan, Minchas Kohan Mishroch, Minchas Sachem, Shemal Maktir, Mivoa Shemesh, that you could bring them up and let them burn after the sun sets. So says Gemara, what do you mean after the sun sets? Va'amr dakin the karv biyom. You just said they're supposed to be burnt during the day. No, ele'im ba hashemesh. So you could put them on like the last minute of the day and let them burn the rest of the night. So shemesach v'ol v'chalayla minayin. How do I know that's true? Tamalomer zos torah sa'ola riba. So that's why zos torah sa'ola comes as a riba. You tell me that's included as well. Va'hi'im ba hashemesh lo miskachus la shetat sa'ar beruba. But wait a second. According to what we're saying, you need the haktar Sakomets to the definition of Akhtar Sakomets means that the fire has to cover most of it. But if you're just putting it up last minute, and we're saying that's okay to put it last minute before the sun sets, how's the fire going to consume most of it in that last minute of the day before the sun sets? Says Umar Lokasha, Kan Liklot kamahatir, that there's a difference between liklot, that the mizbeach should be kolate in the sense that it shouldn't become a psolina, so that you don't need it to burn most of it. To be matir the shirayim, then you need shematzab rubo, then you need most of it to become consumed by the fire. That's a big difference. Rabbi Lazar masin lo mibah shemesh umukum lo bepokin. Rabbi Lazar says, now we're talking about Mavoa Shemesh after the sun sets, and we're talking about things that fell off the Mizbeach. V'chem kias Rav Di Miyam Rav Yani B'pokin. That's Rav Di Miyam Rav Yani understood as well. So Miyam Rav Yani Hachi V'am Rav Yani K'tor Shapaka B'Algam Mizbeach Afilu Kratin Shabbat Ein Machzir Nosan. But wait a second, didn't Rav Yani say that if K'tor falls off of the Mizbeach, you're not Machzirit? V'tani Rav Chanin Bar Minyumi V'dver Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov Asher Tochal Ha'esha Sa'ola Ala Mizbeach Ichulei Ola Ata Machzir V'yata Machzir Ichulei K'tores. And we have exactly like that, that Russia, that you only return things that fall off from Korban Ola, not from the Ketores. So how can you say that the whole case that we're talking about, that you're putting it on Mivah HaShemesh, is things that are, is parts of the Ketores that have fallen off of the Mizbeach? So it says, where is Sami Mikan Ketores? Okay, so take out Ketores from there. We're talking about the other things that have fallen off of the Mizbeach, the Kemitza, the Ola, all those other things. But in a Chinami, Ketores doesn't belong on the list. We're going to stop there, even though there's two dots later, it's part of the next conversation.